An online petition has been set up to get rid of page three. 23,000 people have added their names to it, asking the Sun's editor, Dominic Mohan, to ditch topless women in the paper. What do you think? Time for it to go? Northern Ireland's only glamour model, Laura Lacole, is that right? Has appeared topless on page three and other magazines. Good morning to you, Laura.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. And the journalist Niamh Horan is with us today. Good morning to you, Niamh.
Good morning, how are you?
What are your thoughts here, Niamh?
Well, I suppose from the 1970s, the most common image of a woman in tabloid newspapers has been smiling and topless. And any woman that doesn't have a problem with that, I mean, I certainly do anyway. I mean, it back then, in a male-dominated industry, in a male-managed country, a group of men got together and decided to put the breasts of a woman in a paper every day. It's 2012. I think that we've changed by now. And if not, I think we should.
Laura?
Okay, well, society has moved on since there with regards to equal rights and stuff. But you see, people like myself and other girls in the industry have chosen to do this as a career choice. And it's because of the feminist movement that's enabled me to have the freedom of choice to do as I please as a career choice. I can express my sexuality free as a woman.
But you're not. I mean, you're doing it for the gratification of men. It's purely and simply for the gratification of men. For the sexual gratification.
Why is that prejudice? Why? What do you mean I'm doing it for the gratification of men? I don't even see that. How would I even...
You're telling yourself that to make yourself feel okay about it. But it's still not going to take away from the very fact that you're...
You're making yourself look silly by being really judgmental. You haven't even asked me why I did.
Well, why do you do it then?
Because I enjoy to do it. I can do what I want as a woman.
Do you think that you're putting the paper?
Hold on, let me actually hear what you're saying. Go ahead, Laura, then if you can reply.
So I don't see. It feeds down the chain. So I'm in the photo shoot and I'm surrounded by, you know, women doing my makeup and stuff. It's a nice environment. I don't see the bottom of the chain whenever someone's buying the newspaper and I'm getting gratification out of it. Even if they are, it's a smiley picture. I don't see how they can. It's mildly. It's non-sexual. It's very harmful.
Non-sexual?
Okay, well,
this woman completely in denial. At least put me on the phone to a woman who actually knows what she's doing and is not completely in denial.
It's harmless sexuality.
That favor this morning.
I don't understand what your problem is with expressing sexuality. It's completely human nature. Celebrating it is imperative.
In the privacy of a bedroom is fine. On page three of a newspaper where half the country, and including fathers, young children, everything
so
can
you
see,
think
I have a problem with
it. Shunned behind doors? It's not explicit.
There's a time and a place for everything. I just don't think that you.
Well, yeah, that's your
anybody
opinion.
Instill that into
your opinion is correct.
I'm
it doesn't mean that your opinion's correct. So what is? You might think your opinion's correct, but the general opinion of society is the correct opinion.
All right.
And the general consensus is that people don't actually have a problem.
Laura, I know you're passionate about this, but let me hear from Niamh, then you can reply. 08459 555 678. Should page three be banned? What do you think? 08459 555 678. Go ahead, Niamh.
I have to say, right, she gave her reason for doing this because she enjoys it. It's nothing about sexual gratification of men because she enjoys it. Let me tell you something, love. Editors of a newspaper don't put you in their newspaper, okay, because you enjoy it. That's not why they do it. They do it for the sexual gratification of men. And as long as you're okay with that, as long as you're happy with that, that's fine. But I still don't agree with it. And I still don't think it should be in the paper. Can I ask you a question, right? What do you think parents are going to say to their children? What are they meant to say to their children when they open up that newspaper? Mammy, why is that girl topless on page three? What answer can you give to that child that is actually okay?
Well, what would be your... Well, I don't understand why you would have to give an explanation.
What do you find alarming about it? You're not answering my question. A child asks, Mammy, why is that girl topless on page three? What does the mother say?
But the mother says... Because that female's made the choice to be topless and express her sexuality and show off her body.
Why did she do that, ma'am? Why are they putting her in the paper? For the sexual gratification of men, if you're going to be honest with the child.
That's the type of message you want to send out.
Do you have children?
You can talk over me, like, if you want.
Do you have children?
Okay, well, let's not, because you're both driving me insane today. Let's hear from Laura now. Go ahead, Laura.
All right, so... You have to understand that 45% of the demographic that reads the newspaper is female. There must be a reason for that.
Why do you think? Because they want to look at you, Laura?
What is it?
Because they want to look at topless women? Is that what you're saying?
No, because they don't have a problem with it.
Tell me this, Laura.
It's only real. Okay.
When did you decide to become a topless model? At what age?
I never set out to be a glamour model. It was just something that generally progressed, and I was happy enough to do it whenever I was approached to do it, because I'd already been doing lingerie model and stuff before that, and I was completely happy with my body and stuff, and I don't see... I mean, I turned down Playboy, for instance, because I see that as being the next step, and that's too far for me. For me, page three is not... It's entirely mild and non-explicit. There's no sexual poses and stuff. It's just someone smiling, burn breath, which are completely natural.
How old, Laura, were you when you did your first shoot?
My first topless shoot would be 19.
And is the money good?
The money is... It depends what job that you're doing. Page three, so yeah, it's moderate income, yeah. I mean, I'm not doing it specifically for money. What is it, sorry?
Like, can I just ask a question? Did you go to college?
Did I go to college? I debate in universities. I've debated in UCD, Dublin Law Society. I've debated in...
Okay, did you actually attend a college and do a course? I'm just wondering what your long-term career plan is.
Let me hear her reply.
Basically, whenever I left school, I travelled Europe. I seen the world, and I worked in Scandinavia. I worked in Paris, Belgium, Holland, Italy, and stuff. And I came back to Belfast, and I took up a career modelling. That's what I done, because I was I could have went on. I can apply myself completely academically to anything that I want and succeed at it. But in my spare time, I debate universities and about this particular argument, and I've debated against Julie Bindle from The Guardian, and she personally congratulated me and said that I changed her own staunch opinion of the glamour industry.
I'm just wondering, did you go to college or did you get a third-level education, or what's your long-term career plan?
Sorry, maybe you didn't understand that. No, I didn't. I explained what I'd done. I didn't realise that I had to give you one single answer. It's a bit flat for you.
Okay, so what's going to happen in 5 years' time then?
What's
when guys no longer, just because you enjoy it, the other says, you're a bit too old for that now. Your boobs are a bit saggy. Get a real job. What are you going to say?
Okay, so what happens is you do yourself. So I've got two trademarks on the go currently, and I'm setting up my own company. I've already got a company name and stuff, and I know where my, I can't say what it is, but I know where my career path is. I've had two columns in the past. I'm going to progress with another column, which is completely contradictory to some what a glamour model would usually seem to be doing. It's on the line of science. And
I say very clear to that.
Obviously, I'm much stupid that you. Obviously, youth doesn't last forever, and looks, and I know what I'm doing with my life.
Listen, can I just say fair play to that, right? I'm just saying you're better than that, and the same way as every girl is better than that.
Well, you're better than that, than being so bloody narrow-minded. It's completely ridiculous.
But I'm not. I'm not.
Are you feminist?
You know what?
Are you feminist?
Can I say something to you? If you got your boobs out on a beach, if you had fantastic boobs under a top, if your boyfriend enjoyed them behind closed doors, if you even did it once to say, I wanted to do, it was one of the things on my list of things to do before I'm 30, well, you're constantly doing this and you're making career items for the sexual gratification of men. And I think any woman is better than that.
Okay. Well,
that's all.
Laura, I'm just intrigued. You say, Laura, that you're not doing it for money.
No.
If you're not doing it for money, what are you doing it for?
Well, okay. Well, I've done interviews about this in the past, and it's available online for people to look up if they want and read into it more. So basically, I've done it because it was offered to me, and no one else in this country had done it. And I looked into why people had done it and stuff. And obviously, things in this country, whether you put it down to the troubles or not, are quite behind the times in respect to the rest of the country and United Kingdom. Sorry, and I just wanted to mix it up a bit and change it, and maybe, I don't know, I just thought there was a market there to do it, and why not really take up a bit of a think about it and do it?
Do you know what?
Why do you think, Laura, there aren't naked men in this one?
I think that because the sexuality with objectification, both sexes objectify the other sex. Any anthropologist will tell you that. It's just that the male and female brain does it in a different manner, and I think that males are very driven by image, you know, the wide barren hips and stuff like that.
You don't think women would like looking at naked men?
Well, no, I don't, but I mean, I think it takes more than an image for a woman, you know. I think even the film Magic Mike, which was one of the bigger films of the year, a huge success, and every woman I've spoken to absolutely loved it, and that's obviously, you know, half-naked men gyrating just for the pleasure of the people who are viewing it, and it was a success, and that just proved that we do objectify, but I think it takes more than an image. I mean, there is Playgirl out there and stuff, but we don't really, it's a bit boring to us, but each to their own, and the sexes are different. If you, gender neurology is completely different to do with the male and female hormones, and that's just the way it goes.